Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
WXLKHD.
So, Monica, did you flash a coworker?
I said I almost did when I was excitedly talking to Clark.
Well,
how excited were you when you were talking?
We were talking about the high school football team.
Clark, how are you?
And I had on like a loose shirt. So yesterday.
All right, cool. Because I want to hear the rest of this story. So let's hear the story of the loose shirt and the high school football excitement. See, you never know what could happen when you're just wandering around at work. Next thing you know, just things be popping out all over
the
place.
Family here.
We are family.
So help me understand the part of that discussion when you say we're all family, which means just nudity is awesome.
So you're saying like you could be nude like in front of your brother or something?
No, I'm just saying that we're just, you know, he wouldn't. I don't think he'd
I mean,
be
I saw
like,
my grandma
oh my
in a bra once and it was very traumatic, very traumatic. So, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying.
You said you don't think he would be like, oh, my
really?
God,
he
like,
be like, oh, my gosh. You'd just be like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's all right.
We may be family. But this is still a place of business, Monica.
Well, yeah, Antoine.
I'd be surprised.
You've been here since March.
Yes.
This is barely a place of business, okay? I think you can agree with that. K92 Morning Thang, barely a place of business. Monica, Zach, Antoine. We probably need to get like new pictures on the buses because I think Freddie Mac's still on the bus.
Oh, the bus? Are the pictures still on the bus?
I don't know. I've seen some pictures every now and then. They show up on the bus. So and maybe we can since we need new pictures, we need a new slogan. Let's put K92 Morning Thing. Barely a business.
There you go.
That's good. I like that.
With part of Monica blurred out, obviously, because she might be excited during the photo shoot.
Yeah, so do explain there. Free family just wandering around, just flashing coworkers. Is that the deal?
Well, we were talking football. We were talking about the high school football games because he was rooting for his, you know. His school, Salem.
Okay, yeah, he's
and
a Salem
I predicted
guy.
Predicted that Salem would not win.
Right, you predicted
night.
Salem would lose.
The north side. Yep.
I should point out that Monica was not perfect this week, but she was ahead. She was 3-2, and she is 7-2 on the year so far of predicting high school football while knowing absolutely nothing about it.
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, and I told him I was like, but look with the other teams, blah blah blah. And as I'm moving my hands, and I'm just all excited. You know, this is the first time ever talking about football and being excited about
it. Okay.
And it was, you know, so
really excited.
So I was like, and my hands are just all over the place. And my shirt was just a flimsy, light workout shirt that I had on yesterday. So it just kind of, my hand grabbed it. It just kind of
caught
it
a little bit.
Yeah, caught it a little bit. But then I kept on talking. Wow.
Well, obviously, you had to finish your point.
Yeah.
You're making a good point there, I'm sure.
It's one of those ones where you try not to call attention to it, even though everybody knows what's happening or just happened, which really almost calls more attention to it by you trying to not call attention to it. That's the hardest thing. What? It's so unfair as a man, Antoine, because you don't look. It's like staring at an eclipse. You don't do that. But when you work extra hard to not look, I believe women know that you're working extra hard to not look, which is just as bad as looking. So you're in trouble whether you look or not.
Well, maybe one day, like when it gets warm again, which could be today, you could show up in a Speedo and you could put them to the test, Zach, and see
in
if the women check you out.
I think you'd be called to the office.
Oh, now it's professional. Now the environment is professional.
Yeah. Unless you had a reason for being in a Speedo. If you were setting up your own
polar plunge.
Yes.
He's getting ready for it.
We know, Zach's in a Speedo.
Yeah, I'm nothing. Okay. Yeah. You have to forgive me. I'm a little under the weather today. So we have a brand new anger diary on the way. $5,000 in secret sound. What's next in the diamond of the day?
Well, this chick says that she lost everything and needs our help.
Oh, okay.
But when she says everything, what does she mean?
Are we supposed to go fund her? Is that what we're doing here?
I don't know.
All right, she needs our help. What did she lose next?
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
An Australian Instagram model by the name of Sally Mustang.
All right. Ooh, I like the name.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Do you know about Sally Mustang?
No, I just know it. Mustang, Sally.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
That's why she's doing that. Sure.
Well, she's pregnant. She's expecting her first baby. And so, you know, she makes her money through Instagram, being a model, hot model. Well, she posted a picture of herself with her baby's daddy, baby father.
All right.
And they said that the picture looked a little suggestive, so Instagram took it down. But not only did they take it down, they closed her account. They just, like, shut down her account.
Wow.
All for the one thing?
For the one thing is what she's saying, that one picture. which she's just kind of like sitting on his lap. I don't. You could Google the picture, and you know, I didn't think it was too much. She had the pregnant belly. She sure. They had clothes on, but they said it was a little too suggestive.
They shut down the whole account. That yes, seems extreme.
It does.
It seems like maybe there was more to this story.
Yeah, is
this
I mean, you see the picture.
The picture, okay.
Yeah, so she's sitting there.
She's straddling him.
Yes, she is, but it doesn't look too...
They're like on a picnic. They're out in the woods.
I've seen way worse on Instagram, by accident, by total accident.
But I have
accident.
Too, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't think it's like that extreme.
Man, Instagram suggested to me yesterday, because when you go into the search and it says people you may like,
uh-huh.
There was a woman, I don't know scientifically how she could walk around with the chest that she was carrying.
Yeah.
It was insane. And I'm thinking, one, why is Instagram just showing me this? And two, I'm thinking this has to be some sort of snap filter. This can't be real.
No, no. Well, people, I mean, every day, all over Instagram.
Anyway.
Well, they shut down her account. Yeah,
without a reason.
Without a real reason.
They never gave her a reason for it.
So she posted a video saying that this is my life. She said, I not only lost my memories,
lose all your followers.
All my followers. Yeah. She had like 300,000 plus followers.
Oh, yeah. See, that's money right
there. That's money. Yeah. So she's now losing her income because she's needing
help. I don't understand how we've decided that it is okay for all of these tech companies and social media companies to basically have absolutely no customer service whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
and they just do whatever they want, and then it's it's done. You're done, you're screwed.
It's something in those that agreement when we create an account gave them that power.
The great example is if your account gets hacked, especially on Instagram, you know what happens next? Nothing.
Nothing.
You're screwed. You have to go get another account. They basically say, well, got hacked.
Yeah.
Well, why are you not helping or can I not have it back? I mean, I don't understand.
It's a weird thing that's going on.
Yeah. And they just don't care.
And we do have the follow up is that with the help of all of her followers, they were able to get her account back up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
Yeah, because that video she posted went viral. I remember hearing about the video.
Yeah. So and she's like with the power of a community.
Huh. She was someone at that point had to play the pregnant mom card too. She'd be like, you shut me down because I'm pregnant and that needed to happen.
She's back up.
All right. Well,
and yeah, a lot of people make their money through Instagram.
A lot of money. Yes. I was picking that up the other day.
Uh-huh.
They make good amount of money.
Wouldn't you like to be they?
That'd
be
yes.
They.
On the bottom end, you make $30,000 to $50,000.
Yes.
Yeah. I am so down with being the bottom man. That is fine. Not a problem. Hey, Monica Brooks didn't know what state she was in. I have a follow-up, too, of a woman who didn't know what country she was in. So we'll get into all of it next. Sometimes you don't know where you are. You wake up in the morning, like in a hotel. You know, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't know what state you're in. Sometimes you don't know what country you're in. Oh, hey, hello. Good morning.
Hello.
K92, morning thing. Monica, Zach, Antoine, $5,000. Secrets down. That is on the way. Taco Tuesday in the house.
Yeah.
Monica Brooks, over the weekend, you and your husband kind of forgot what state you were in. I mean, you knew what state,
but
you kind of forgot that there are other Lexingtons also.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we needed to call a taxi while being in Lexington, VA. And, you know, when you're half awake, you're like, okay, let me just pick up my phone and just text, you know, put it in.
Now, I do have somebody, you'll feel a little bit better because she didn't even know what country she was in. But this will happen to Monica when they go to call a cab over the weekend.
Jared was like, well, since Lexington, VA doesn't have an Uber.
Yeah, they don't have Uber.
They didn't have, it's surprising with the VMI and all the colleges right there. Yeah.
So then you have to call.
A taxi.
A taxi.
And Jared's from Lexington.
Do you have to call from a landline? Is that important to do?
I need a landline. And he calls and he's like, all right, man. He said, it's just going to be 20, 30 minutes. Really? It's a small town. What's going on?
What could possibly be the problem here?
Well, we sat there and we're waiting. And Jared, I said, Lexington. I said, really? Y'all, it's going to take that long? He looks at his phone. He called Lexington, Kentucky.
Wow.
And
right. It was going to be a while.
It was going to be a while.
I'm impressed that it was only going to be 30 minutes. I mean, how are they going to do that?
The guy was asking so many questions. He was like, where are you at again?
What street?
Okay. But then why did he give an answer of, okay, 25 to 30 minutes? He still gave us that answer.
That's their default answer.
Yeah. It is. Oh, yeah, it is. That's my favorite part of that story. They said, yeah, okay, fine, half hour.
Yeah,
we'll figure why'd it out. You say that? It's
like, probably hung up the phone and thought, I don't know where the hell those people are. Forget it. I'm not even going to worry about it. But just when yeah, sure, half hour, whatever.
All right.
Throw it in the corner. What are they going to do, track me on an app?
I'm a
taxi.
Woo.
You can't find me. Well, Monica, you can feel better because Sheila Pereira did a similar thing as you. Sheila decided, you know what? I am going to run me a half marathon.
Oh, okay.
People like that's to do right. that.
Yes.
I think it's a good idea.
It's healthy.
Is that one, Monica, that you... I'm going to do that.
Probably.
A half?
Yeah.
How far is that? How far is a half?
13 miles.
Okay, because the full is 26.2.
Right, yeah, so it's 13.1.
Thank God for
that's,
bumper
that's
stickers.
That's a possibility.
You think you're going to do a half marathon? Now, yep. I'm not saying that it's just missing that you can't. I'm asking that in
I
the...
I will sign up for it and be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to
like,
do
like, are
this.
You planning or just... You're just talking right now? Or like you really have one
well,
in mind
I
that's coming up?
I kind of signed on to it a couple days ago. One
what?
Of my friends did a... She did a marathon and she was like, why don't you... Because I have Fit Chicks for ladies. Fitchicks yeah. VBR, and there were a couple of friends.
And
I mean,
usually they're
doing...
motivational, but here in this situation, they're giving each other terrible ideas. Yes.
Well, no, but like I did the 9/11 stair climb. I had never sure. done it before, but I did it, you know, and I was like, whoa.
And the 9/11 stair climb is, I mean, that thing is intense. You got to understand.
Intense.
They walk up the Wells Fargo, is that what it
yep.
is? Yeah, the Wells
five
Fargo
times.
Building five
up down,
times.
Five times.
Up and down. Five times.
Yes.
I thought it was once. And
I
even once,
too.
I thought, oh, my
no
God.
Way.
I don't know
Whoa.
If I want to do that.
So yes. when is this half marathon that you
well,
made?
I got some time. I got, like, months. When? So I can train.
Okay. Famous last so words. Antoine, think of all the times here when we sit in meetings and people go,
we
have a lot of time for that. And then
well,
the next thing you know, it's the day
this,
before.
This right here, you know, we could actually get together and just and walk and run together and we, so you can kind of train for it.
Is this the Antoine? Go ahead.
I was just say we being y'all.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. I'm sorry.
VBR.
Go ahead, Zach. I just want to make sure.
Oh,
no,
well, you
thank
can do
you.
It too. What you want to do it? If you want to join in, y'all can. Yeah.
No. Nah, I'm sorry.
All right.
No habla inglés. I don't know what you just said. Yeah, that was a very important question.
Yeah.
Did she sign us up for this thing? Is it Blue Ridge Marathon? Is that what you're doing?
No, it's another race actually. But yeah, y'all can still do it.
It's another race. You don't know it.
And then, you know, right after I did the stair climb, my friend Stephanie, she was like, now we got to do the Spartan race. I had never done the Spartan, but I've heard about
oh,
it.
Lord.
And I agreed. She said, it's in April or something. And I said, you know what?
I wonder about those, the fitness things and stuff, because part of me thinks, why? Why do you do these uh-huh. things?
And
why
you pay
do you
for it
why
too.
Do you punish? Yeah, why do you pay?
You
to
pay
punish
the,
yourself.
You pay for the pain.
It's like playing golf. Why am I paying all this money just to be in a bad mood and to suck all
day?
Know,
you
it's
feel
a
like very you accomplished
it's
something.
A very expensive bumper sticker.
Right.
But you feel like you accomplished something major though. You know, and you're it is really just a personal victory.
That's the thing I wonder about though, cuz then there is that other side. And I sort of think to myself, "Okay, I'm in my 40s now. Maybe I want to prove to these stupid little whippersnappers that
no,
I can still
not,
do it."
It's definitely not for anyone else but yourself.
Yeah.
So, it better be.
Yes.
Because nobody else cares.
Yeah,
it
no
is
one,
so interesting.
Care.
So I know, you know, if you fall on one of those sides, 52353, if you have other ridiculous fitness events that you would like Monica to participate
oh,
in,
God.
Maybe you can do that. So just as your point, so Sheila decided I'm going to sign up for the Worcester City Half Marathon.
Okay.
Because she lives in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to
yeah.
go. I'm going to do that. Yeah, she signed up for the Worcester, England Half Marathon, unfortunately.
Oh,
so.
Did she book her flight?
No, so what she did on that day, she ran 13 miles just around town.
Yeah.
And the Worcester, England Marathon, they were good sports about it. They sent her one of the medals in a t-shirt anyway and told her, come on next year if you
okay.
want. Come on over. So that was cool.
That's all right. Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to participate in whatever it is Monica's doing over there, Antoine was very smart to clarify. We meant she.
Just wanted to make
we
sure.
We
meant
could
she.
As
thank
a team,
you.
I didn't want to disappoint you.
You know, we could do that.
So my headphones are broken.
Yeah,
now. I can't hear anything. I don't know. Brand new Anger Diary. It's called I Am Not Running in Your Stinking Half Marathon. Or maybe not. It's called Who Stole My Pocket? SS710. But we got Secret Sound on the way. Scoop. Oh, I need to let people know this. If you're doing holiday plans, travel plans, Thanksgiving or Christmas, I have very important information about the best deals as far as booking your flight. And today and tomorrow matter. I'll explain next.
One big dysfunctional family.
If you are making travel plans for Thanksgiving, today is a very important day for you. If you are making travel plans for Christmas, tomorrow is an important day for you. I'll explain right now. Also, can you actually change someone's mind about an opinion? Even on social media, we'll see.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Holiday travel is the worst. Mm-hmm. It's the worst.
Booking flights and
God,
stuff.
I hate traveling. Eat Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Preparing for it, being caught in it. Like, yeah. It's just packing for it. Everything is just terrible.
This year, we are not traveling for either, so I'm very
really?
Excited about that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's one of those ones we take turns sometimes. It's this. And fortunately, now that my mom is in town here, when you take turns, now I don't have to travel.
That's
I'm a fan of that.
Yeah.
But if you are, Antoine, what do you do for the holidays?
I'm from Chatham, which is like an hour and 10 minutes from here. And so it's all back roads.
Yeah, you just order a horse and the horse
exactly.
comes and
I just giddy up all the way home. So Old Town Road.
That's good. You don't have to fly anywhere. No. Nothing like that. If you do, I have right here that according to AAA, the travel people, they have looked at data from the last 3 years, and today is the best day to book to get deals on Thanksgiving flights.
Today is the day. Do it now.
And if you're doing Christmas, tomorrow. Tomorrow's
tomorrow.
The tomorrow. Oh, it just is.
See, now that, well, I guess it's not because they said there's like a window of like up to 100 days to where it's the cheapest. So I guess that would make sense.
Yeah, and it does. And that would be for a standard trip. But I guess, you know, as we get into what will become the holiday season, you know, they all jack the prices right away.
Yeah.
So they're saying today, do you need to book for Thanksgiving? Today's the day to do it. If you're doing Christmas, tomorrow is the day to do it. And the cheapest days to fly are the Monday before Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve.
To fly on that day?
Uh-huh. So if you can swing that, there you go. Would you like to change someone's mind? It's like a little mind
control. I think people would like to.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Everybody tries all the time. I mean, you look on social media, they just argue back and forth about, no, you're wrong, no, you're wrong, no, you're wrong. Well, guess what? That's the exact wrong way to do it. And this is a 350-year-old philosopher's trick, but it does work as far as mind control. The guy's name was Blaise Pascal.
Blaise.
It was French.
Ooh.
And the Blaise, B-L-A-I-Z-S-E, Blaise, hello.
And he was a philosopher in the 1600s, dealt with probabilities and things. And he figured out that if you want to change someone's mind, you increase your odds by focusing on how they are correct.
You are so right.
I know. Yes. And
you're
so are
so
you.
Right.
I am.
As you speak right now, that is correct.
I know I am. Thank you for agreeing with me. I appreciate that. Because we all want to feel smart. That's what he said. And our egos don't like being wrong. So if you want to win an argument, you got to focus on the stuff you agree with first. You butter the person up. They're not so standoffish. They'll be more receptive when you then drop the hammer and let them know about all the things that you don't agree on. And that's it. He said he realized that people were more likely to concede a point if we felt like we arrived at the truth ourselves. Basically tricking someone into
they came up with you're putting an idea in their head.
But if you tell someone over and over again that they're wrong, it does not work. Which is what we call social media. That's all it is. I'm right, you're wrong. Nuh-uh, shut up.
And that's it.
I'm going to kill you. Death threat, now you're banned. There you go.
You see each other at Walmart. You go, hey, what's going on? Oh, all
right. And pull out your phone.
You're like, I can't stand this person right
now. You're right,
like,
Monica. I agree with you. You are correct.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for being so right.
Antoine, see what you did there.
You are so right, too. Yes, you did. Because you want to know why? Because you're smart. That's why.
Oh, thank you, Zach.
Hammer drops in 20 minutes. Let's get to it. Hot Potato is next. A game of yelling back and forth for prizes. Then, does your cleavage need a pillow? We'll explain in the trending. And who's in first place in the Marvel Fantasy Football League? Because there is one. Superheroes competing against each other. Who's currently winning? And not surprisingly, who's in last place? I'll explain. That is on the way here on The Thing. Hot Potato next. 600,000 people stranded worldwide. I'll explain in 8 minutes. It's a fascinating story.
The K92 Morning Thangs.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Potato, potato. Potato, potato, potato.
I mean, on the bright side, they're stranded on vacation. So, you know, sometimes when you're on vacation, you think, I never want to leave. Well, now you can't. So
you're like, wait, no, I need to get back
home.
But
who's going to feed the dog? What's going on? Hot Potato is a game of yelling back and forth for fabulous prizes. We'll start with Shanna. Good morning, Shanna.
Good morning.
Shanna, would you like to team up with Antoine or Monica today?
I'll go with Antoine.
Okay, Shanna and Antoine.
And
cool.
Kayla, she's gone. So now we have Raphael.
Raphael, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You will be teamed up with Monica, okay?
Awesome.
Fantastic. Hang on. I like Raphael. He's got a good vibe. And you can't say, I have to say Raphael.
Raphael.
I like the way you said it.
Yes.
Because what am I saying? Hey, Raphael.
Raphael.
I know.
No,
I don't think it's my friend Raphael.
Raphael.
Ralphie.
Hello. Ralphie. No.
Raphael.
Raffy, was he like the kid singer? good Lord. Don't you disparage Raphael. Okay, here we go. Antoine versus Monica. So, Antoine, you'll go first. We'll go back and forth in the category. You got 20 seconds, and whoever's left holding the potato at the end of the round is the loser of that round. Best of three. Here we go. First category. And I think this makes sense because kids are gross.
Oh, yeah.
So the category is, and Antoine will start, gross things that kids do. Go.
Pick their nose.
Scratch their butt.
Roll around in the grass.
They lick things.
Oh, they do.
Pee on the floor.
They get wax up their ears.
They put their tongue on things.
They twirl their hair with spit.
They spit on their sister.
They roll boogers on things.
Mm-hmm. They pee in their pants.
They pull their teeth out.
I'm going to say mm-mm. That is a point for Antoine.
Thank you.
Yep. And pull their own teeth out is, no, I'm not going with that.
They can do it in a gross way.
My son was doing that.
Yeah.
But no, it was after the buzzer anyway.
When it hangs on that nerve.
Peeing their pants was good enough to give Antoine the point.
Oh, okay.
Here we go for round two of Hot Potato. Monica, you will start. You are, this is something you often crave. You have odd cravings.
Oh,
I've heard about Monica and her broccoli obsession, which we will get into at some point. But right now, please give me kinds of salads. Go.
Caesar.
Greek.
Bean.
Somebody doesn't like vegetables.
Chicken.
Blue cheese.
Crap.
I guess.
House.
Steak.
No, okay. Steak is good. Go ahead. Keep going.
Potato salad.
Shrimp.
Macaroni salad.
Crab.
Look at that.
Yes.
He barely likes a salad.
It timed out right.
He managed to pull it out.
Crab.
With a potato and a macaroni salad.
Rafael
is victorious.
Oh, man.
No.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
I'm sorry.
He's
Rafael, you lost.
I know.
But have a fantastic day.
Awesome.
You know what Raphael is? There is no doubt. This is a dapper man. Are you dapper?
I am.
Yes, exactly.
He's very dapper.
Because he's Raphael.
Is he the Raphael?
Is he
dapper man or is he Raphael Ninja Turtle?
Raphael. No, he's not the turtle. He's a dapper man. This is a guy. This is the only guy I know that could probably rock a scarf.
Raphael,
do you wear scarves?
I do not.
Well, perhaps you want to bring a scarf into your repertoire.
He could.
Raphael,
if he wanted to.
And he still lost. So anyway, congratulations, Shanna. You are the big winner. Antoine with the victory.
Yes.
Hater of salads, winner of game, ready to roll. 600,000 people stranded worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mean, they are stranded on vacation, so there's worse ways to live. But they are stranded. Interesting story. We'll explain in the trending, as well as does your cleavage need a pillow? Brand new Anger Diary 710. Who stole my pocket here on the thing?
The K92 Morning.
So tomorrow's birthday scam. I think there's a lot of people listening that are going to say it's one of the best birthday scams they've ever heard me do.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are going to be people that tell me it is one of the worst birthday scams they have ever heard me do.
Wow.
Because
there's
I'm going
in between.
Yes, there's no in between because I'm messing with a Redskins fan.
Oh.
Posing as a Cowboys fan.
Okay.
And he gets real mad.
Ooh.
I'm going to give you a teaser clip here in just a minute. But now we'll get in the secret sound right on the other side of this trending.
The K92 Morning Thang trending top three. Number three.
Monica,
mm-hmm.
Do you have a cleavage pillow?
I don't. I have a buttress pillow.
You do have a butt pillow.
Yes.
But that's a pillow shaped like a butt that then you use like a regular pillow.
Right, right. Very comfy.
This is a pillow for your cleavage.
Oh,
does your cleavage have a pillow?
No.
You need a pillow bra.
A what?
A pillow bra.
So basically,
is it a stuff bra?
It's this thing you're supposed to wear at night that fits in between. And it's supposed to cause them to rest in a comfortable position to help prevent wrinkles. I'm showing Monica the pillow bra right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Because they say when you sleep, wrinkles on your neck and chest appear. And you need to, you know, kind of just have gravity hold them in place.
Hmm.
So you need a pillow bra.
I had to purchase one.
You don't have a pillow bra. It's on sale right now. And this is not by accident. There is no way this is by accident that it's on sale for $69. I see what they did there. Shame on them.
Number two
trending. 600,000 people are currently stranded worldwide.
Where?
On vacation.
They're all over the place. That sounds good.
There's a company called Thomas Cook.
Okay.
Sounds very classy. Like Raphael. It's very similar to that. Thomas Cook is the world's oldest travel firm. They have been in business since 1841. Yeah, well, they went out of business yesterday. They collapsed. They're done. And they currently have 600,000 clients on vacation that can't get home now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because all their flights are canceled and all the trip is,
what a mess.
Everything they already paid for, is done. Yeah. Or gone.
It's a disaster. So there's 150,000 British people as part of this. So the British government has to repatriate them, which means go and get them from other countries. It's the biggest repatriation since like World War II or something
all those
like
people.
That. Oh, it's
what
ridiculous.
A mess.
Yeah. So they have to do that and they have to help. They're sending aircraft to go get them and find these people. And, I mean, there was 50,000 tourists are stranded in Greece alone. Just in Greece, just hanging out.
Like, I'm just trying to get home, but I don't want to go home, but I need to get home.
But is that like an excused absence from like work? Like, I know I'm supposed to be at work on Monday, but there's no way of me getting home.
They're like, you're lying.
I know.
What?
That's the kind of thing that would happen here. Our friend Bob Patrick in the afternoon pulls that crap all the time when he goes on vacation, and on Sunday goes, dude, I'm not going to make it tomorrow because, you know, traffic. Or I'm like, how do you know it's traffic already? Oh. This is what he would do. He's probably going to call in today saying he's stranded as part of this.
Oh, man.
Even though he's supposed to be here. But yeah, they are stranded. I mean, everyone will be fine, and they will get everybody home, but it's just wild. Yeah, 19 million travels a year in 16 countries. They made $12 billion in revenue last year, but they also have $2 billion in debt, and now they are out of business.
Number one.
Number one trending, superheroes. Which superhero is best at fantasy football?
Now, are these the actors that played them?
Yep.
All right, well.
There's a fantasy football league. It's on ESPN. You can go see it because they're all
trying to
raise money for various charities. Iron Man is in it, Captain America, Nebula, Thor, Spider-Man, Killmonger, Falcon, Scarlet Witch, Star-Lord, Deadpool, Ant-Man, and Mr. Fantastic.
All right.
I have a guess.
I'm going with Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., because before he became Iron Man, he had a checkered pass. He's probably good at gambling.
Well, I think it's Falcon.
And which one is the Falcon?
The guy that plays
Anthony Mackie.
Anthony Mackie, yes.
I think
Anthony
Mackie.
Okay, you are both incorrect. I'm sorry.
That means you're wrong.
There are currently three undefeated teams in the league, and then I'll tell you who's the worst team in the league, and it doesn't surprise me one bit. So three undefeated teams. Thor, Chris Hemsworth, is 3-0. Chris Pratt, Star-Lord, is also 3-0. And Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
So they currently have the three best teams. Who has the worst team, Monica?
Ant-Man.
Nope. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man
has the worst team.
Oh, he's a kid. He doesn't know any better.
Well,
and he's the
worst
superhero. So, of course, he's in last place.
I will burn this building
down.
He's
just stuck to the wall.
Yep. He says,
me. He's like, I'm stuck.
Oh, my God.
He didn't get a chance to change his league or whatever because he's stuck to the wall.
I mean, he's Sony now, too. So, really, we should just kick him out of this league. He doesn't even belong there.
He's still a Marvel character. Just can't be in the Marvel movies.
Yeah, worst Marvel character. Last place.
Oh, God.
He's last place. He's the water boy. He's Marvel League water boy.
He's funny. I like him, though.
Mm-hmm.
I like, you know, his personality is like really cool.
Shut up.
He's right where he belongs. Last place. That's exactly where he belongs. Okay. It's still that's what it is. It's a cool league with cool people. Somebody has to be the worst, Antoine. He's the worst. So Spider-Man is 0-3 in the league. Brand new Anger Diary is next. Who stole my pocket? Secret sound right now.
Guess this sound. Win the cash. The K92 secret sound plays
in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Secret sound.
Complete.
540-774-9236. Be caller 19. Give me that sound. You win that money. $5,000 from First Team Nissan, New River Valley. First Team Nissan, Roanoke, K92. Brand new Anger Diary is about to happen. So tomorrow, right at this time, brand new birthday scam. He's a big Washington Redskins fan. Mm-hmm. That's what wife tells me. So I am calling from the fan club, because he belongs to the Redskins fan club. So I'm calling from the fan club. And I never specifically say Redskins. And then I reveal later, I'm calling from the Dallas Cowboys fan club. And he is furious as I continue to trash his team. This is what will happen tomorrow.
You know what? Eat shit, mother f-. I tell you what, I'd rather lose every game than become a pathetic Cowboys
fan.
Well,
don't you worry, Ronnie. At this rate, your dream might come true one of these years, because you guys are awful, terrible,
you know what? No.
Bad. Okay. Redskins are the worst.
Ah, yes. Enjoy
that
the
was
rest
funny.
Of it. Oh, it's good. I'm telling you, it's either you're going to think it's the funniest thing you hear all week or the least funniest thing you hear all week. Which side are you on tomorrow at 7:10?
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's Anger Diary.
Dear Diary, some things need improvement, and I'm grateful that we continue to progress and evolve and make those things better. That said, some things don't need to be changed. They were perfectly fine, and the changes have made them worse. I start with something that is very close to my heart. Actually, it's close to my butt, because they're taking away my pocket. Why are you taking away my pocket? Look, I'm a dude, and I often keep my wallet in my pocket, my back left pocket. And for whatever reason, more and more pants that I own don't have a back left pocket anymore. They still got a slot for a back left pocket, but then it's all sealed up and there's no pocket there. What is even the point of this? We haven't made the pants any better or more efficient by removing this pocket. And, like I said, the pocket slit is still there, so it looks like you have a pocket. So since it looks like you have a pocket, then why not just have a pocket? Hey, maybe you can put your wallet in your back right pocket, but I just can't. I've tried it. Feels weird. Like having your shoes on the wrong foot or something. And it's not always the taking away of something. Sometimes they add things that don't need to be added. Remember when Facebook was just one app on your phone? Oh, yeah. Those were the days. Now, we have to be all improved and have Facebook, Facebook Messenger, Facebook Pages, Facebook Dating, God knows what else, blah, blah, blah. This is not better. How is it better to have more apps that you have to download on your phone and keep track of? I am all for change, but not for everything. Okay, moving on, Diary. 'Tis the season for haunted houses. And let me just say, and you're probably going to get mad at me when I say it, I'm not really a fan. To be clear, I think the people who put on haunted houses do a great job, and they all look really cool. But to me, I don't find them scary at all. And here's why. Deep down, they all have one thing in common. They aren't real. They're a show. A freaky and cool show, but still a show. I can go to it with a 100% guarantee that I'm not actually gonna get killed at this haunted house. So, I ain't scared. Now, sure, you might have some monster holding a knife, hiding in the corner, who jumps out all at me, and it might startle me, but it's not gonna scare me. Because I know that that monster isn't going to actually stab me with that knife. I mean, you wanna have a really scary haunted house? Guarantee that one guest per night gets murdered. Because now I'm scared. Because then you got to strategize. Man, do we want to go early in the night to the haunted house? Because they're probably saving the murder for primetime hours. Or do we want to go on the last run of the night, hoping they've already done their murdering for the evening? So many choices. Yeah. Now you got yourself some scared little lambs coming around every corner of your haunted house. I would also guess you're going to see the true colors of a lot of dudes that act all tough when they're waiting in line that are then hiding behind their girlfriends and using them as a human murdering shield. This is a scary haunted house,
right,
for real. And just so we're all on the same page, don't actually do this and have a murdering house.
No.
I am just being stupid right now.
Yes.
Till next time, Diary, I say goodbye.
That'd be a scary house. Huh?
That'd be terrifying.
Well, I'm easily scared at a haunted house. I don't like anyone chasing me with anything. Like, I don't care. I like, it could be Antoine in the hallway, and I'm like, no, don't
chase me. Oh, you should see how quick Monica runs if you try to give her a work assignment. She's like, no! I can't do it. AngerDiary.com. If you want to get all the Anger Diaries on demand, you can do that. It's also available on our podcast. Brand new birthday scam this time tomorrow. Let's Be Honest is next. She has a long-distance relationship. She has drama. She needs help. You know, I'm an expert on this one.
Oh, you are?
Yes, because I've had a failed long-distance relationship, so I can weigh in. I can help. We'll try to help her out next.
It's a non-
I already have two people that say it sounds like the best birthday scam ever tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
They probably have two people that haven't texted and they're just mad, saying it's the worst one. It's just me posing as a Cowboys fan, messing with a Redskin fan. It's going to be interesting. That's tomorrow. America's team attacks. Ooh.
Wow.
7:10. We have someone with long distance drama now.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Things. Let's be honest.
Let's say good morning to Patricia. Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
So you're having issues, long distance relationship. Fill us all in so we know what we're dealing with here.
Okay, so me and my guy have been together for like a little over a year, and he's out in Charlotte, and we've just kind of been seeing each other like on weekends.
All right.
So it is a lot of traveling back and forth.
Sure. Which is 3 hours drive, but
yeah, roughly. Yep.
That's, yeah. Right.
It's just short enough that you think, oh yeah, this will be fine. It's 3 hours, and it's just long enough to think, oh my God.
Until you have to do it often.
You're stuck in that construction right. traffic and everything. Yeah.
Well, and it's only me who's traveling. He doesn't travel because he says it's really difficult with his job.
Okay.
So he's like a big like marketing executive, whatever.
Oh, well.
So I'm the one who does the back and forth. And then the other thing is, I mean, it's been a little over a year and he hasn't introduced me to his family. And I've only met like two of his friends. And I mean, I told him that like, this kind of, like, makes me nervous. I don't know. And it's just, like, he always kind of just laughs it off. And he's like, it's not that big a deal. All right. Like, whenever you meet them, you'll meet them.
When you go there, where do you stay?
I mean, it depends. If he's busy, like, I'll stay at, like, a cute little hotel. Or, like, I'll stay with him. It depends.
So you stay with him and in a hotel? Just different
yeah,
times.
Whatever is, like, convenient.
But okay. when you say with him, is it definitely his house?
What? Is it Airbnb?
Yo, all right. let me just toss
just,
this
just
out
go
here.
There, Zach.
I'm going
see
there.
Where you're going.
The mind is already cranking here, and maybe I'm wrong. I did take some Sudafed this morning, so I don't know. But it's a year. You don't meet the family. You pretty much don't meet the friends. I feel like you could be some sort of side action. And there is a wife and family and all those things that live in a house somewhere. And then he's got some sort of shagging wagon that he's running around in.
I mean,
just putting it out there.
I mean, well, it's a little suspicious, but there's also a chance that maybe he's just taking it slow.
He's a really sweet guy.
Yeah, they all are.
And it could be a thing. Like family, like maybe he just doesn't like his family that much either.
Maybe he is protecting you. Now, there is that other side of the argument here. I believe that what I'm saying is fact.
That's just where you started.
Uh-huh. My Sudafed vibe is going off.
I started really, really up there. I wasn't even that.
Yeah, like, thank you, Zach.
Yeah. All right, well, Antoine, give me the other side. What's going on here?
I mean, it could be a situation. Have you communicated, like, I know you say you guys talked about it. It's like, jokingly, it's not a big deal. But have you communicated, like, real strong feelings or real strong opinions about not meeting?
No. I mean, I've brought it up once or twice, and it is just, like, laughed off. So, like, I don't know.
You're not pushing
like,
the issue.
How do I do that? Like, do I just give him, like, an ultimatum? Like, what's the next step?
And I'm guessing since you're doing the traveling, he hasn't met your friends or your family either, correct?
Yeah, no. I mean, they've heard about him, but...
Secret life. I don't know.
Well, to him, he could say she has one.
I ain't in a good vibe. Even if there is no secret life, what's
the deal?
What's the point of being treated this?
Is it, like, demanding to just be like, hi, next time I'm in town, can I meet some friends?
Well, I think it's reasonable at this point. I don't think that's demanding at all.
I think it's more so have a conversation like, hey, are we serious? Where are we going? Because if we're serious... then I would like to meet the people who are important
these
to you.
These highfalutin marketing executives in these big cities. That's what's going on here. All right, let's get some opinions in here. I got a really bad feeling. Really bad feeling.
And your feeling may be right. Initially, I do too.
But let's have that conversation. Yes. Let's figure out if we're serious
or not. Let's see if there's somebody out there maybe who did have a similar situation where it was a very long time until they met friends and family and it's everything worked out fine. So I want to look at both sides because I don't know if I'm right. Like I said, there's a tingle, but I'm also heavily medicated. So that could be the tingle. 540-774-9236, 800-468-9236 or the text 52353. Let's be honest. Sometimes honesty, it's not what you want to hear. It's what you need to hear. Is that the case here? We'll find out next. I'm just not getting a good vibe here. Hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully I am, but I'm just not feeling good about this long distance relationship.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Things, let's be honest.
We welcome back Patricia. Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Patricia has been in a long distance relationship for a year
with a marketing executive. That's a man with lots of dress pants.
A lot.
Sports jackets.
But that's never drives up from Charlotte. She's always driving there.
He says because of his job.
Yeah, sure.
Schedule.
And then she never meet any of his family. And he said, ha, 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 that's a nice outfit. I mean, that's really all we have here. And you haven't really met any of his friends either.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're going to his house?
I mean, of course I'm going to his house. Where else would I be going?
Second apartment? I don't know. Is it a house or an apartment? Like a condo?
I mean, yeah.
I have it just popped in my head on why I don't think she's the side piece.
Why is that?
And if she was the side piece, wouldn't it make... Oh, go ahead.
Hold that thought.
I'll hold it.
Because Tina thinks she's the side piece. Right. So if you hold that for a second, I'm going to come back to you. Okay, Tina, I believe you are a hashtag Team Zach on this one. I'm sorry. What's her name? It's Tracy. What's it?
Tracy.
Tracy.
Oh, hi, Zach.
Sorry about that, Tracy. let me just put that right there. I'm like I said, heavily medicated. Okay, Tracy, so you are your Team Zach on this one, Tracy?
Unfortunately, in this situation, that's the first thing I thought of.
I know, because it just seems so weird.
Yeah, it's very weird. And he has enough money where he could maybe keep a second place open.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because he's a marketing executive. Or is he? Has she ever been to his work or seen a pay stub?
Well, she's walked into the condo or whatever, and it looks pretty... I think you can tell, usually. You can tell.
You think so?
He may have a cleaning service,
maybe. What if we find out he works at Arby's? Like, he's making up this whole thing.
That's what it is.
Maybe. Yeah. Right. She seems like a really sweet young lady, so I think she needs to dig a little deeper.
Yeah, I think you have to at least ask some tough questions. And if you don't like the answers, then you're better than that. Like, you deserve better than that.
Exactly.
All right, Tracy, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. Antoine says, yeah, but.
Okay.
So, all right, explain to
this
me, Antoine.
This is my theory, and so I'd like to hear your thoughts on it, which I know I'm going to get anyway. If she is the side piece, so let's say he is married and he has a family and a second home, and they're already spending the weekends together, wouldn't it make more sense for him to go to her? If he doesn't want a chance getting caught by his wife or his girlfriend or whatever, wouldn't it make more sense for him to be the one? Because in all the stories and all the movies that we see.
Like the Great Debate.
In all the stories and all the movies that we see.
Yes, sir.
Normally they're cheating on work trips. Mm-hmm. We had a story where they got sued, workman's comp, whatever, on a work trip.
I'm going to tell you why wouldn't. Because it's convenient, because then he can bounce over to his extra apartment or her little hotel room that she's staying in. Does he spend the night every single time? Patricia?
I mean, yeah, usually.
But not always.
But also now I'm like, we met on one of his business trips.
Yes, but now she's driving to his town.
Yeah,
so that's still, that's it. No.
I don't know. I think it's like, honey, I got the office called. I got to run out for a couple
of
hours.
You hear all the, you know, everything she's saying, and it does sound like something's up.
So this is a fair question. Go ahead, Monica.
No, but it does. I mean, I would say next time you go to his house, have you noticed any pictures? If you walk into
a house. Yeah, he does have pictures. He has pictures.
Okay. Is it of his headshot, because he is a marketing
executive? I know. If it's a headshot.
Let me ask this question to you, Patricia, because we have a text 52353. Do you guys have a lot of pictures together on social media?
So he doesn't have social media.
Oh, forget it. I'm out.
But I know a lot of people that don't have social media or don't
One of my close friends from my old job, he does not do Facebook. He's always been against Facebook.
100%. Don't trust him. Don't care.
I'm sorry. I know people that don't do Facebook.
I
know.
Don't do it.
And
it's
I don't
so
trust
negative.
Him. There's something shady about
Bob Patrick doesn't do Facebook.
He doesn't do.
All right. Now you've just lost your argument by bringing that up. Shadesville, USA. I'm out.
I mean... There's a lot of things. It makes you think, okay.
And I'll say this about my brother. My brother's a single man. He doesn't have any pictures in his house. And I was just there.
No pictures.
He doesn't have pictures.
Wow. That's what I felt. The music spoke for me right there. The music spoke exactly how I felt. Whoa.
I say, Patricia, I say this. Have a serious conversation. Ask him, are you guys serious? Where does he see this going? And if he sees it going in a certain place, tell him, these are the things you need. You need to meet the people that are important to him.
Exactly. And even if all of my elaborate storyline is untrue, which, again, I hope it is, even if she is not the side piece, she's not being treated with value right now, regardless. And there are things that are important to her that he is not delivering on, and that is a problem. So either that needs to change, or you are better than this, and you get the heck out now.
Just get some answers. Just get your answers.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. And you have to make me one promise. I need to know where this goes next.
What?
I want to know.
I want to know this one.
Well, I think everybody else don't want to know. And just said, bye, Patricia. We'll just wonder from this point. Yeah, I'm not by Felicia in yet. No, it's going to be hi, Felicia, one more time. So, Patricia, I think it's time to, you know, have that conversation and then see what happens there. But you are better than where you are right now.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And hang on one second. I'm not letting you hang up. You got to get Monica. You make her promise because she's got to come back. I still have a bad feeling, but we will figure it out. Blow Your Mind is next. She threatened to stab her own grandfather.
Whoa.
Why? And it's a shocking reason why. Kind of a fitting song. It's very emotional after all of that.
Mm-hmm.
All of it's long distance and everything. So, Factor Bullcraft is on the way. If you would like to win tickets to... I don't even know. All right. My brain is broken.
What happened?
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I can't remember anything today. I can't. And it's one of those ones, I'm sort of under the weather. I got a little bit of the sniffles. It's not that big a deal. But in a normal job, you just shut the door to your office.
Yes.
You go over some emails. You bang some stuff out. You don't really talk to anybody. It's not an option here.
No, it's a little different.
I'm terrible at it. I can't. It's like, you know, you have certain jobs where you need to be able to focus and you can't have an off day. Like sniper, or you know.
Uh-huh. Just no, you can't have an off day, no.
And I am not putting myself in the same classification as a sniper.
Nope.
I can't remember to push any of these buttons. I don't remember what we're doing. So you'll have to bear with me. I apologize. Right now, it is Blow Your Mind. I'm going to give you a headline. I have ripped something out of the headline, and we go from there. Here we go. Story number one is... Where can I not even find it?
Patricia, got you all messed up.
Patricia got him riled up.
Uh-huh. Got you throwing away your story.
Zach, are you from Charlotte?
What
the hell's going on here? All right. Here we go. Story number one. On a hot day, girl has blank explode in her car. A, pack of gum. B, bottle of shampoo. Or C, thing of biscuits.
It's B.
I'm going biscuits.
You going biscuits?
That pop?
I know it's B. Yeah.
Oh, you saw the story. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Monica knew.
Whatever.
It's one of those aerosol dry shampoo cans. She had it in her middle console,
mm-hmm.
and it exploded. And by exploded, I mean shot through the top of her car
lots
and landed 50 feet away. Damage exploded.
Wow. It took us 10 or 15 minutes to figure out exactly what had happened. It blew the center console straight off its hinges and blew the whole thing off. And then shot up through the sunroof, and it was about 50 feet away.
Wow. Yeah. Why are we pointing at the ceiling?
Because.
Well, we do a little podcast, Bubbly Banter.
Where you pop champagne.
Oh,
I see.
Yeah.
That dent right
just
there.
Out of nowhere. We weren't even ready to start. It just popped on its own.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, wow.
Because the cabin
so we got
pressure,
a little damage.
We have oxygen masks here. They drop down because of the cabin pressure here at the K92 broadcast.
That's right.
Up on Morning Thang Mountain,
mm-hmm.
we're up so high. You know the pressure is. So, yeah, dry a shampoo bottle.
Scary.
But aerosol can. Don't keep those in your car on a hot day. Because, I mean, it shot up through the roof of the car, put a hole in the car, and landed like 50 feet away. So that is wild. All right, this story. Ugh. Guy proposes underwater.
Mm.
Blanks. A, drowns and dies. B, turns into a mermaid, or C, takes her scuba when she says no.
It's A, because I've seen that story too, and it's very sad.
Correct.
You gotta stay off the internet, Monica. You just know everything.
This story, it's so unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate.
Couple from Louisiana, they go on vacation to Tanzania.
Yeah.
Where's Tanzania, Monica?
Somewhere that I'm not really sure I want to visit.
Yeah.
We'll go with that. It's in Africa. So they stayed
very
in
pretty.
Some hotel. It's an underwater hotel. So your bedroom is like underwater.
Ooh.
So you can look at the windows in the ocean. All right, fine. So he decides he's going to propose.
Yeah.
And what he thinks is going to be a good idea is he's going to go outside and he's going to swim around to the window, you know, and hold up a sign.
Uh-huh.
Hey, will you marry me? Do all this stuff. She's all excited. I mean, there's audio of her. I don't even want to play it.
Yeah,
she's
you don't want to play it.
She's excited and she's saying yes and everything. And then, he just never resurfaced.
It was too much to see even look at the pictures, the photos of everything.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's disturbing.
It is a cautionary tale of you don't have to have these ridiculous wedding proposals sometimes.
You know, but he was trying to be romantic, and it was just tragic.
So sad. I know. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on. Girl threatens to stab her grandfather for denying her blank. Is it A, her flavored vapes? Is it B, 30 more minutes before bedtime? Or C, extra vegetables?
I'm going vape. Yep, we're going the same thing.
What are you going?
Vape.
The vape? Well...
No.
That means you're wrong.
You are wrong. 19-year-old girl in Florida wanted some extra vegetables during a dinner with her family this month. Yep, she wanted
Katie Gates said, I would like some more tomatoes.
And he said, no.
Please pass the tomatoes. Well, I guess there wasn't enough to go around.
Oh.
Not everyone had had first just yet. And Grandpa said no. So she responded by threatening to stab Grandpa in the face.
Wow.
And threw a water bottle at him as well.
Over a tomato.
I know. And I have her mugshot. She's kind of cute.
She looks nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl, like, you know, she's going to church.
She's smiling
Sundays.
In her mugshot.
Right.
Those
I know.
Are
like,
crazy
she'd help
ones.
Him in a garden to pick the tomatoes.
Yeah. And then shove one down his throat if she Gosh. Doesn't get all of the Nana. Tomatoes that she wants. And it's tough because you want to be really mad at this girl, but then at the same time, she cares about lycopene and her heart health and everything by wanting more tomatoes. Mm-hmm. So, who knows? See, Antoine is as a not liker of most vegetables. Like, see, vegetables are
definitely
the problem.
Not tomatoes.
You see what happens? Tomatoes and vegetables. All right, the hot list is coming at you next. Your secret sound clue is at 8:30 here on the Thang.
It's the K92
WXOK HD Roanoke.
K92 Miss Monica's hot list.
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton, still going strong.
Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, she actually says that she didn't know that Blake even existed until she did The Voice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cold. Like, I didn't even know you existed.
But maybe she's like, I just don't listen to country music.
She said, I didn't even know he was a human being on this planet.
Yeah, see, that's an extra step.
Yeah, it's like, you don't have to say all that.
Well, you know, I just wasn't a big country music fan, so I was not familiar with his works. I didn't even know.
She set it up, though. She set it up to be real sweet. I didn't know that he was a human being on this planet, but now he's my world.
He
yes!
My world.
Yes!
Yeah, that's very romantic.
Romance!
They are very cute. They did some, what was it, the MTV Awards or some award show, and they sang together, did a little song, a little duet.
Yeah. I can see you love the romance so much. Monica, sounds like you just sip some spoiled milk.
Oh, also cute. Okay, Oprah. We almost lost Oprah.
What?
Where was she at? Target?
You are shady.
I was just wondering.
And she couldn't find her mom because she was hiding around in the shirts. You know, you go inside and you couldn't find her mom afterwards.
They said she had a bad case of pneumonia.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I came back from overseas. I ended up in the emergency room. They said, you have pneumonia. I was on antibiotics for a week. The antibiotics weren't working. And then I went back for another CT scan, and they say, it's actually worse. You should see a lung specialist. So I go into the lung specialist. He puts a stethoscope here, and I see the...
Puts a what? Wait a minute.
She's not feeling well.
What's the cessus? Neither am I.
You don't
so
want to
I'm,
mock her.
I'm not laughing at Oprah. Oprah, I feel your pain. Uh-huh. Let me try it here.
He puts a stethoscope here, and I see the old
laughing.
Face. He immediately said, you must cancel everything. You cannot fly for a month. Whoops. I went back in a week, and I was better. And when I walked in, he thanked me 3 times for getting better and said, can I have a hug? And I could tell that he was like, not on my watch is this going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
The doctor said, nope, I can't be the one tied to Oprah. If something goes wrong, you're that doctor forever.
I'm not going to be the doctor that killed Oprah. There is no way you want to be that doctor.
No.
You're going to witness protection.
And Oprah's sitting there with her arms folded. She said, you don't want to be that doctor.
You see they're trying to put Tekashi 6ix9ine in witness protection? You following that story? Okay, now this is a guy that has 6ix9ine tattooed on his face.
Yep.
Yes.
And they're going to put him in witness protection. Hi, my name is Clarence. How are you?
Well, nice to meet you. He snitched on everybody.
He's tattling on
but they're
everybody.
Gonna, how's he is not going to be able to hide. It'll put him in witness protection. Even if he gets the tattoos lasered off of his face, which you're saying that's what he's going to have to do.
Yeah.
I just don't see him as the personality that's going to be able to lay low in this situation.
Probably
he's going to have to.
But he's going
to
need to do something.
Because all the tattling he's doing.
Yeah. I know, telling everybody.
Lay low or...
What's he going to do? I mean, he can't be a rapper. Come back out, start rapping again.
No.
Well, no. When you go to witness protection, you work at Target.
Yeah. What if he's Tekashi 6'8"? Is that what it would be?
Oh, that changes the game right
little
there.
Little brother.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh. Hello, I am Tekashi 14. How are you? Nice to meet you. That was such a ridiculous story. But speaking of ridiculous stories, our friend Patricia from Let's Be Honest. Ah, man, everybody thinks she's getting played. They are texting in. And there's a bunch of people pointing out, which also makes a big red flag and a lot of sense to me, is because this guy don't have Facebook. He doesn't have any social media.
Right.
Let's go back again. What was his job?
Marketing.
Marketing.
What
a marketing guy.
A business Facebook.
Probably.
Not a personal Facebook where there's no personal pictures.
You don't know
I'm just
that
saying,
either.
Oh. We can figure it out.
A marketing guy with no social media. That's right. We only advertise in the newspaper. That's it. We're old school marketing.
Old school, yes.
They tie little advertisements. It's a $2 off coupon for, say, a biscuit at McDonald's. They tie it to a pigeon, and the carrier pigeon just comes to your house. And
That's what it is.
It's direct marketing. Mm-hmm. It's totally different. Okay. Factor Bull Crap is next, and Trumpet Tuesdays. You want to shout somebody out, somebody something for doing good. We'll do a prize for our favorite as well. So go ahead and start texting those into 52353. Set the tone. Secret sound clue, 8:30. Your very first secret sound clue of the day, 8:30. If I remember to do it at 8:30. But it will be somewhere in the vicinity of 8:30. Antoine, help me.
All right. I will make sure.
Be my right-hand man. Help me out. Make sure we do it at 8:30.
It will happen.
I believe you have to give away $10 out of your own wallet if you forget.
Boom, I'll do it.
Okay. He's on it. He's going to help me. Let's see.
You're listening to the K92 Morning Thang, where people match wits in the arena of fate. This is Fact or Bullcrap.
Fact or Bullcrap is true false with a screw in you. Let's meet our people. Let's say good morning to Shauna. Hey, Shauna.
Hey.
Shauna, what'd you have for dinner last night?
Pizza.
Pizza?
It's all right.
Was that a question?
I know, it was a question. Like,
pizza,
did I have pizza?
I didn't remember.
Yeah. Pizza's
Monday.
Good.
Pizza Mondays, I think.
I like pizza Monday.
Yeah, I love it.
Pizza Tuesday, Thursday, mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Any day.
Yeah, any day for pizza. I'm good on that one. All right, Shauna, let me make sure I don't hang up on her. I have to say everything out loud today because I'm medicated. Melissa, hi, Melissa.
Good morning, guys.
All right, Melissa, what did you have for dinner last night?
I had Italian chicken.
Ooh, sounds tasty.
Very nice. Did it have like cheese and sort of like a tomato-y sauce on it or anything?
No, it didn't have any cheese on it.
Okay. It was just a piece of chicken.
That's all right.
Right. It was a piece of chicken, but she bought it in Italy. That's what it was. Yes. I love that. It's really expensive. It's good. Shauna, you would like to go first or second in the game? Shauna?
I can go first.
All right. You will go first. Melissa, you will go second. Here's the deal. Factor okay. Bullcrap is 3 rounds. I'll give you a statement. You tell me if it is fact or bullcrap. Get it right, get a point. Get it wrong, lose a point. You're also allowed 1 screw. We force your opponent to answer your question instead. Here we go now.
Round one.
All right, Shauna, your question in round one. Fact or bullcrap, Shauna? Ben and Jerry. You know, Ben and Jerry's ice cream. First met in middle school gym class because they had to run track and they were the two slowest kids in the class. Fact, bull crap, or screw? Shauna.
Fact.
Fact is correct.
Oh, really?
Oh, it makes total sense. Couple of slow kids wishing they were
ice
home
cream?
Eating ice cream instead.
There you go.
Man, Ben, wouldn't it be nice with just
and
some ice cream right now? It did.
Yes.
And it turned them
now
into
look at them.
multi-millionaires. That's awesome. All right, Melissa, here's your question in round one. Factor bullcrap, Melissa. Wheel of Fortune is the most popular TV show for political ads. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Melissa?
Fact.
Fact is correct.
Yep. Like, yep.
Well, it's because it's popular, especially with people over the age of 65, which is who most
a lot of
ads,
people like Wheel of Fortune.
Most of them are over the age of 65, right? They just are. I didn't say Wheel of Fortune's bad. Just because you and all your bingo friends are the ones watching.
I know some younger people.
Thank you.
A few younger people that love it.
Yeah, that would be the minority of
true.
The audience.
That's
Shauna and Melissa tied 1-1.
Round two.
It ain't bad. It's just true. Shauna, here's a question in round two. Factor bullcrap. Shauna, according to a survey of kids, their least favorite Halloween candy is Smarties. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Shauna?
Bullcrap.
Is?
Correct!
Smarties was tied for second.
Okay.
Would either of you like to wager a guess? As
what's the worst?
Yes.
It's candy freaking corn.
Candy freaking corn.
Candy corn or cowtails?
That means you're wrong.
Candy corn was tied for second, so it was up there. Number one was Tootsie Rolls. Kids don't like Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, I don't like those anymore
no,
either.
They're fake chocolate, that's why. Anyway, that's a point for you, Shauna. Here we go. Factor bullcrap, Melissa. The marshmallows in a box of Lucky Charms have a name, and they're officially called Marbits. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Melissa?
Fact.
Is?
Yep. Correct.
You didn't even hesitate. That's a chick that knows her Marbits right there. She knows what she's talking about.
Okay, Shauna and Melissa still tied.
Round three.
Third and final round. Both of you still have the screw in play. You want to make the other one answer your question instead? Here we go. Shauna, fact, or bullcrap? 5 p.m. Eastern time is the time where the largest percentage of people in the world are sleeping. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Shauna?
Screw.
All right. Melissa, what do you say? Fact or bullcrap?
Bullcrap.
Bullcrap is?
I was shaking my head. No, like that can't be true.
No.
But then I started thinking about everything to the east of us.
Yeah, it's on the other side of the world.
That's bedtime.
It's mostly nobody in the United States, but when you flip it around, that's kind of bedtime in China, which has a lot of people. 57% of the people in the world are asleep at 5 o'clock. So here we are saying it's 5 o'clock somewhere all the time, and when it finally is, they're all in bed.
Yeah, take a nap.
What the heck's going on here? Okay, Melissa, here's your question. You get it right, we go to tiebreaker. You get it wrong, you lose. You can also screw Shauna if you want to make her answer it instead. Here we go. Factor bull crap, Melissa.
I know.
She screwed me. According to parents, what's for dinner is the most annoying phrase their kids always say. Fact, bull crap, or screw Melissa?
Bull crap.
Bull crap is...
correct.
She is correct. Number one is, are we there yet? Number two is, what's for dinner? Mm-hmm. Number three is, when is dinner? Number four is, ma!
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And number five is, where? What is there to eat? So three of the five are food related, but it's not number one. So that means...
tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker. Here we go. This question is for both of you. Buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer. Get it right, you will win. Get it wrong, you will lose. Here we go. Fact or bullcrap? Online shopping is the number one way we overspend and break our budgets.
Melissa.
I've heard Melissa first. What do you say, fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
She says fact, and she is...
Well,
on the comeback trail, baby.
She's
like, I got screwed. I got thrown in a cave, and then I climbed my way out with my bare hands. Melissa, congratulations. Online shopping is the number one way. Number two is groceries we don't need. Subscription services like Netflix, gadgets, and eating out for lunch. That's a bad man lunch. That stuff adds up
really quick.
I think it's $10 every time, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you think it's cheaper because it's a lunch special, but you're doing it so much more often.
$200 a month is what you're looking at right there, which is wild. All right. Go ahead. Shauna, hang on. We do have a prize for you. It's not the grand prize, though. That is Melissa. She's got those Hot Wheels Monster Truck tickets this Saturday at the Berglund Center, theberglundcenter.com. Trumpet Tuesdays. We want to celebrate good. We want to set the tone. Tuesdays is usually the crappiest day of the week. So we say, no, we're not going to do that. So if you have somebody in your life that you would like to shout out, start doing it now. 52353 prize for our favorite. That is next here on The Thing. Will you take Antoine Terrell's $10 right out of his wallet if he forgets the secret sound clue at 8:30?
Not the dirt.
Oh, no. He says absolutely not. He is on that thing. So we will get to it here in just a second. It's 8:28. Oh, man, as we get ready to blow our trumpets. I think I spit in my trumpet.
Oh, no.
Oh, you got to wipe your eyes. Are you sweating?
No.
Okay, I was going to say.
I am.
Hopefully you don't have the sweats.
This is why we gotta set the tone. Because Tuesdays they're a challenge anyway. Mm-hmm. It's why Taco Tuesday has become so popular.
Is
because Tuesdays they're just the worst day of the week.
There's nothing good about it.
Right. We're looking for ways to give Tuesday something better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we've latched on so deeply to Taco Tuesday, because our mood is life should be better than this. Like, we need to do good things. We need to celebrate. So that's why we're doing Trumpet Tuesdays, where you get to shout out something good.
Yes.
Set that tone. Somebody in your life, whoever. Maybe you saw something in the news. Whatever you want to do. Antoine, I'll give you the floor. You go ahead. Take it over.
All right. I want to blow the trumpet for Robert F. Smith. Now, he made news back
Bob
in...
Bob Smith, man. That's
Bob Smith,
up,
I know.
Bob
he
Smith.
Made news back in May. He graduated from Morehouse College.
Yes. Actually, I remember this story. I remember
and
this dude,
That graduating class, he agreed to pay off all of their student loan debt.
Wow. Man. And how mad are you if you went to Morehouse College, class of the year before that?
Or what if you graduated early?
Or
you BS through college a year behind?
Like an application, like just taking that.
Or you screwed up and you were 3 credits short, so you got to take one more class in your class of next year.
He didn't stop there.
Okay.
He's also paying off any student loan debt of the parents of all of those students.
Oh my gosh, my child.
Yes. If you are a parent of a child that graduated this past spring from Morehouse College.
So I have a question.
Your student loan debt is also being paid off.
What if one of those graduates is looking for someone to adopt?
Yeah, we need an orphan.
It's too late.
Are any of them orphan? We can help them out.
It's too late.
It's never too late for love, Antoine.
I'm going to submit in my application.
It has to be approved, but
Monica, are you still paying off student loans?
Yes, you get debt.
Oh, and what a kick in the groin for Monica, because she's paying off student loans for a diploma she hasn't even pulled down yet either.
You still have to pay.
Ooh, you still got to pay for that class you took.
Yeah.
But he's paying off. Yes, I'm still paying him off.
Okay.
Then I have 2 degrees, so
oh my God.
We have to
I know, I need to text Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby Smith.
Hey, Bob.
So my son, we're the same age. Don't ask questions.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Mommy.
I grew up in a tough neighborhood. That's what happened here. Well, I like that. That's good. Yeah,
yeah,
shout
that's
out
awesome.
To him. You want to text in 52353. Again, we want to set the tone. We'll do a prize for somebody, too, just for the heck of it. But that's not really what it's about. It's about shouting out people that are doing good or something that you heard. I mean, setting that tone. Had a great text here. It's a text 52353. Deanna and Roanoke wants to blow the trumpet of everyone competing today at the Special Olympics at Fleming.
And I have I've been a part of that for this is my first year I haven't been for the past 7 years. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Big shout out to William Fleming for hosting that. Big feet meet. It's absolutely amazing.
We need to get back on that for next year
then.
That is a fail on our part.
All right.
I'm all for it too. I love the Special Olympics. I think it's great what they're doing. Monica, did you want to toss anything into the trumpet mix?
Well, you're gonna hate it though. Because I was gonna blow the
I'm having
trumpet.
A it tastes so
blow,
weird to me anyway.
Blow the trumpet of Chick-fil-A. Because everybody, I went through one day for lunch and it was packed, traffic's all over the place, and people were really polite and nice.
Where
it could be, you know, they can hit the horn and beep and everything else, but the Chick-fil-A line, everyone was letting people through. It was smooth.
Did they deliberately put ricin in your Chick-fil-A sauce to then try to save your life after with the antidote?
And they will look at you and smile.
Oh, my God.
I said,
right, because
wow.
They knew that they were going to give you an extra large nugget that would cause you to choke, and then they could save your life.
That's what it was.
And that they were going to get some good PR out of you. That's why they're smart. I'm kidding. But that's my conspiracy theory, because Chick-fil-A, they're so nice, and they save everybody's life.
But
it's
it was
all
perfect.
Conspiracy.
Yeah.
Okay, 52353. Go ahead and text in now if you want to shout something out. Antoine, you hold on to your $10, because you know what I'm doing right now?
Guess the K92 secret sound. Win all the cash. Need help? Here comes a clue.
Clue 17, Taco Tuesday.
Yep.
Clue 17.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I think Taco. Saying that. I'm like, the medicine really does.
I know. What happened?
That's Sudafed.
I don't know. This water I got from Chick-fil-A tastes funny. I don't know what's going on. No, I'm kidding. Taco Tuesday. That's your clue. Clue 17, Taco Tuesday. Your next chance to win is at 9 o'clock. Monica Brooks refuses to do something that most people do without any kind of issue. She refuses. She will not be caught dead doing this thing. We'll explain in a minute. But first, we need to set that Tuesday tone.
Not the day.
No, actually today.
Blow on this. That's low.
Blow your trumpet. Let's see this person. Devin Radford texts in 52353. Blow the trumpet for my son, Nick, first year student at UVA. Got 100 on his first college test.
Hey,
nice.
You
congratulations.
Like that. This person wants to shout out their boss, Suzette, who paid for her trip. She couldn't afford to go see her dad, who has cancer, and she needed to go see him. And the boss said, you know what? I got you.
That's very nice.
Shout out to you, Suzette. Thank you so much. You can always text in to 52353. I got an awesome story right here. And then, you know what? I'm going to blow Antoine's trumpet because he's too modest to do it for himself.
Okay.
I know. And you're a generous individual. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Boy.
First, so this guy in Oregon, Stu McDonald.
What?
Don't.
I didn't say.
Do not. I know. I can hear. I hear your thoughts. I heard her thoughts. God, it was so loud. It was. Oh. All right. Anyway, Stu McDonald has battled cancer twice. Both times. He beat it, obviously, because we were talking about how Stu is still with us.
Mm-hmm.
He's in remission right now. And guess what he did last week? Sucker done won $4 million in the lottery.
Ooh, did he?
Wow.
Whoa.
How about that?
Nice.
Awesome.
That's karma right there. That's good things happening to people that have put
that's
in the
really
work,
good.
That have got, overcome some adversity and everything like that. So a shout out to Stu McDonald, who can now buy a farm with his $4.6 million.
Very nice.
Antoine Terrell. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm feeling very nervous
right
now.
Do you know what he's talking about at all?
I have no clue.
I would like
none.
To blow Antoine's trumpet because I'm not 100% today. I don't know if you could tell. You can definitely tell because I'm not firing on all cylinders.
Uh-huh.
And in this job, it's hard to do that. So I'm just kind of looking forward to taking a nap and closing my eyes and hopefully getting better for tomorrow. And Antoine has volunteered to mow my lawn for me today.
He did?
I know! It's
Monica, don't you go down this road with him.
So nice of him.
Monica,
thank you.
Don't you follow him.
Did you do that?
I did no such thing.
Okay.
Because I was supposed to mow the lawn today, and I was just not feeling it because I'm under the weather, and I'd like to rest up. And Antoine, I could see it in his eyes. He was like, Zach, I care so deeply about the team that it's not about one single individual. It's about the team, and I need to be there for you in your time of need.
I did inquire about the lawn, but I did not say I'd mow it.
Okay. I heard you. I know what you said.
How did you bring up money?
I heard what
How
you
How much?
Meant. Oh, of course he didn't bring up any money.
Oh, freebie?
I know. What? It was so very nice of him.
I did no such thing. You take that trumpet and you bend it. I'm going to say something else. That's
just trumpet going all the time. I don't like where this is going.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
I didn't want to do that.
No.
Well, now he's just being selfish.
You take that trumpet and you get a recorder instead.
The bad person. Boy, I'm giving you all this credit, you jerk. Monica will not be caught dead doing this. Most people, totally fine doing this. I couldn't do what you do, Monica. I have to have this. And you just don't care. The woman doesn't care, Antoine. That's what it is. Straight up, does not care. We explain next. 3 minutes. She will not be caught dead doing this. That's what Monica Brooks says. I could never. We'll explain right now. Secret Sound, $5,000 right at 9 o'clock. First Team Nissan, New River Valley. First Team Nissan of Roanoke and K92. Do you have something where you just, I will not be caught dead doing whatever it is or wearing whatever it is or saying whatever it is? If you ever catch me using the word literally like everybody does it, slap me in the face because I will not be caught dead.
Ever
doing the literally. Thought of this because there's a story they say, so reusable shopping bags, most men won't use them because they think it looks too feminine. Oh. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that is the case, but there's just so many guys saying, I will not be seen out in public with these reusable shopping bags.
No.
I don't use those because I just, for some reason, every time I'm at the grocery store and I see somebody with reusable shopping bags, why do they take twice as long as everybody else?
It feels that way.
What is the deal? It shouldn't matter.
I think you have to take them out and unfold them and all kinds of crap. I don't know. Well, but it's saving the environment.
I think it's just harder to use them, too, because you take them, you get the groceries, you go home, you unpack. Chances are you leave the bag there. A lot of people go to the grocery store after work.
Sure.
Then you have to make an extra trip home just to get the bag.
All of those things are that ecological person's problem. What I'm saying is, why does that person take too long at the grocery store? I don't understand. If I see someone in a line that has their own bags, I go to the next line because I know it's going to take long.
That's funny.
And it does every single time. So Monica Brooks, we find out yesterday, Antoine, and were you as shocked as I was about her phone?
Well, hold on. What is it about your phone?
With
I don't remember
the
now.
Battery.
Oh, yeah.
She will not be caught dead using the battery percentage on her phone. I've never met anyone.
I don't like it.
And I've never met anybody that doesn't do that.
We went to a wedding on Saturday, and Jared was like, how much battery do you have left? I'm like, I don't know. A sliver. And he's like, what? You don't have the percentage? That reminds me, I need to take it off, because right now, it bothers me. I think it actually takes my battery up faster. It makes my battery go faster.
By showing the percentage.
That would be false.
It feels that way to me. Yesterday, my battery was gone. It was at 2%.
Probably because you kept looking at the percentage.
No, it would be at a sliver forever. But 2%, it was just like my battery. This phone is dying.
Why must you treat everything like your gas tank? I want to be on E for everything. And unfortunately, for a cell phone, zero means zero. You don't get an extra 10 miles out of it.
It's gone. It's just off.
Are there any people that do that?
Everybody
that refuses to look at the percentage, that doesn't even have the percentage up?
I'd like it to come out to decimal points if possible.
Exactly.
I would like an estimated time remaining. I mean, give me everything. I want all of it.
I've never had it on until Jared, he switched it back on Saturday. And I was like, why?
Blew my mind. There's another, this one I learned when Freddie Mac worked on the Thang, because he would occasionally oversleep. And I was like, did your alarm not go off? He refuses to set a daily reminder or a weekly reminder because he doesn't like seeing the little clock in the corner on his phone. So he turns his alarm on and off every single day for everything because he doesn't want to see those notifications.
But now you see how much
he forgets stuff.
I don't do that. But I don't completely disagree with him.
You understand.
I hate those notifications at the top. I hate these.
Then you got the percentage right there.
I like the percentage.
Wow, you're crazy.
What is that? That's not crazy.
Yes, it is.
It's crazy to see it all the time. Just like, oh, I can gauge. Huh? I can gauge by looking at it.
We just got to text in. They do the same thing that you do.
Ah, thank you.
Why gauge when you have the exact answer?
Well, you can know.
I mean, if you're gonna go with that logic, I'm sorry. I think you need to take the clock off of your phone too.
Exactly.
And only use the sun.
No,
just use
different.
The sun.
You can't use the GPS that tells her. Mm-hmm. You can't use the GPS that tells you like the time.
Right.
I want you to
go by feel on everything. Yeah, start looking at the sun and tell me what time it is. That's
what
we're
going to do. Yeah, you get a sundial now. Mm-hmm. That's our clocks, sundials.
I have to use restaurants because driving by, I know it's lunch hour, McDonald's, when the traffic's backed up on Franklin Road. And then I can...
She's a modern woman. You're ridiculous.
And then I drive around.
Are you Dr. Quinn?
And then I usually around... You know what? I'll use McDonald's as my gauge because right around 2 is when they put new fries in. I can smell them.
Okay.
All right?
So I can see that right now. Hey, Monica, what time it is? Hold on.
Let me smell... It's about 2 o'clock.
It smells like 2. It's 2:20. I don't smell the fries. Yeah, it's 2:20.
Yep.
You do. Oh, wow.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Yep. Now send you through life. Get her a sundial. I'm gonna get her an abacus so she can do math. We're gonna do all of it.
I said it's 8:20. We know that our receptionist Sherry is walking through. It's about 8:20, y'all. By 8:30.
That's right. She's a modern day Socrates over here. Oh my God. Secret Sound is on the way. Also, most viral. What did this woman do to that camel? Oh my God.
Yeah.
And who knew that there was a petting zoo at a gas station in Louisiana? All bad stories start with petting zoo attached to gas station. So we'll explain next. All right. Whose side are you on? Are you on her side or are you on the camel side? Let's get into it.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks. Yeah. Most viral.
You can get this story on our website, too, k92morningthing.com, if you want more details. Petting zoo attached to truck stop outside Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Sounds legit.
Which I can tell you, as someone who's been to Baton Rouge, it is swampy.
Mm.
When you drive from New Orleans to Baton Rouge, you drive down this one road, you're surrounded by a crocodile swamp on both sides. And then you end up in Baton Rouge. There you are.
Hey.
And I guess I got a truck stop with a camel at it. Petting zoo. Ridiculous. Okay. This woman, you know what? I'll just let this person tell the story and then we'll decide.
They was pushing on the camel and pushing them and pushing them, swatting them with the hat. And camels naturally are going to sat down. Well, when he sat down, she was underneath him. I might feel kind of funny saying this on TV, but she actually bit him in his private area. That's about as nice as I could put it.
Well...
Ha ha!
And got the camel to move. It's probably saved her life, right?
I guess.
I don't know.
Now, she was harassing the camel in the first place.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I'm team camel on this.
The camel
one.
Was defending himself.
Right. You get
herself.
What you deserve. And that's what they're saying is there's this group of people. They were sort of harassing the camel and they had a dog with them and they were throwing dog treats like under the fence. And so the dog, of course, crawled inside. And the woman said, well, I have to go save my dog.
Oh,
her,
my
her
gosh.
Fall in the first place.
Uh-huh.
Camel sat on her. So she bit the camel.
They should have someone out there to watch. First of all,
you know, when you think a gas station and a petting zoo, you do think better security than
obviously.
That.
You think it has to be someone.
That's ridiculous.
You know, somebody.
Have we no standards at our gas station / camel zoo? I mean, good grief.
Prevent stuff like that from happening.
I know. This is the scary stuff. And this is one of the reasons, you know, a lot of people have the Nest and the doorbell and the thermometers and all those things in your house. I'm not fully sold yet. I know it'll happen eventually. I'm not saying, no, I'm never going to do that. But the security bothers me. And here's a couple. They got hacked. Their Wi-Fi got hacked. And somebody cranked the heat up to 90 in their house, then started talking to them on the speaker, and then playing vulgar music is what it says.
So I unplugged it, and I just turned it facing the ceiling. And my heart was just racing. I felt so violated at that point. It's supposed to make me feel safe, and I didn't feel safe. It gives me the chills just talking about it.
And here's the freaky part about it. So this was 24 hours this went on, because they came home, and the thermostat was up to 90, and they just assumed it was a glitch of some kind, because that could happen. Turn it back down, but then they get into this situation where this person starts talking to them on the speaker and playing music.
Ugh.
So they change their password. Doesn't matter. Because he's already in.
Yeah.
So he's in, and he continued to do it. So it was an entire day, and you feel like
they tracked down the person?
I doubt it. I don't know. I don't have that in the story, but there should be a better, you know, they need a better way to protect you against all these things. And maybe they didn't have some setting on. They were supposed to. I'm not sure. Okay, Secret Sound is next. So 3 minutes away, $5,000 could be yours.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.